to the calendar and let these people get back to work. They've got days left. We are, I believe, at item 470. No, we're not 470. We're at item 490, right?
I was wondering if we should go to 502 since some members have to leave, and that's it.
Okay, that's 502. Yes, we should do 502, which is the second meeting.
And I have a question.
Okay. Could you read item 502, please?
502, establish a heavy vehicle use tax to fund Portland's street repair and traffic safety program.
Steve, before the vote, I just have a question, since I wasn't here last week. Just want to confirm that under this proposal, there is a four-year sunset?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, roll call, please.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I am going to support this. I do, as I feel we should. We should have linked this to the passage, make a contingent on the passage of the gas tax, which I hope next week we'll all be celebrating its passage by Portland voters. But nonetheless, that motion failed. And the fact that this is a temporary tax that will sunset more or less on the same timeline as the motor vehicles fuel tax, I think more or less does make one contingent on the other, I think, in terms of future going forward with Portland voters. So please to support this. Aye.
No, Vic.
Thank you, colleagues. The purpose of this tax is to ensure that the heaviest trucks pay their fair share of repairing the Portland streets. And I note that some members of the trucking industry, some truckers, have said that they think that this is not the right way to raise $2.5 million, but haven't come up with an alternative. This doesn't go into effect for 4 months. If folks in the trucking industry come up with another alternative that seems fair, that raises $2.5 million, I'm certainly willing to listen to it. The important thing is that the trucking industry pay its fair share, not the particular mechanism. This is the best mechanism we could come up with after setting it for several months and involving various stakeholders. Aye.
Fritz.
I commend Commissioner Novick for making sure that this has been passed before the end of the voting on the gas tax next week in 6 days. I am supporting it with that proviso in mind, Commissioner Fish. It reminds me of the vote that three of us took on the Northwest parking plan in the dwindling days of the Mayor Sam Adams administration, where the entire hearing was, this is awful, don't do it. And last week we heard a lot of concerns from the trucking industry that there were other ways to do things, that there were inequities, that there were some significant costs that were different from what the transportation folks had estimated. By passing the Northwest parking plan in the end of 2012, we made sure that everybody came back to the table, and they, sure enough, they came up with a better plan very shortly. If we don't pass it, then there's less incentive for people to come to the table, and indeed we've seen that. You've worked very diligently over the past several months to try to find something that had more consensus, and I commend you for that effort. So I'm going to support it, knowing that it's imperfect and that probably it does need some changes, and confident that you will lead that effort. Commissioner Novick, thank you for your work, and thank you, Director Treat. Aye.
Well, thank you, Commissioner Novick, for your leadership on this, and I think there's a real simple message here, which is important that the community understands, and that is we all own the streets. We all should pay a reasonable share towards putting them into good repair, and that's really what we're about here with both the gas tax proposal and with this companion measure to make sure that the trucking industry is paying its fair share. Now, in taxation, there's no such thing as perfect fairness. You know, we try to make systems of taxation as fair as possible, but they're never going to be perfectly fair. My 29-year-old daughter is getting married in New York this summer, but I'm still paying school bond taxes in Portland. I don't have kids in the schools. That's not perfectly fair, but it's also a good idea for all of us to support the common good of schools, and it's a good idea for all of us to support the common good of good streets and roads as well. So this is a move in the right direction and achieves a level of fairness that's appropriate between people that buy gasoline and people that buy diesel fuel and put it in trucks. Aye. Okay.